Yisham Aleichem Rabosu, today's daf is Erev and daf Lamed Beis. We are here on Lamed Aleph on Lamed Beis at the Mishnah. We are again still talking about Erev Tchumim and the different aspects of those halachos. So the Mishnah says like this, HaShalech Eruvo Be'Archer Shodev Katan. Let's say you send your Eruv in the hands of a cheresh, a deaf mute, a shota, someone who's a little bit out of his mind, a katan, or a katan, obiad misha ino mode be'eruv, or in the hand of, you give it to someone who doesn't admit that eruvim work. What is that? So Gemara's going to say that's a kuti who doesn't hold up their rabbans. Okay, either way, if you do that, if you don't set up the eruv on your own, but you send it with any of these peoples, then eno eruv, that does not count as an eruv. Vim amar la'achar l'kablo mimanu, but if you told someone else to be on the receiving end, and make sure to get it, so then Hareza Eruv, then that will work. And the Gemara is going to talk about exactly what is the case, how can you rely on these people, etc., etc. So the Gemara says, I have a cotton low. Can you really not send an Eruv with a cotton? Vamar Rav Huna, a cotton, go Veza Eruv. Rav Huna says that it does work. So lo kasha, kan be'eruv tchumim, kan be'eruv chatzeros. So no, the difference is, by Eruv tchumim, a cotton does not work. By an Eruv chatzeros, a cotton does work to send the Eruv and with the katan. What's the difference? If like a Rashi, Eruv Chatzeros, again, what's the case, and just to be clear, in terms of Eruv Chatzeros, so the katan is going around and gathering some bread or some whatever from each person who shares the Eruv, right? There are a bunch of houses that shares the Chatzer, rather. So he goes to each house, knocks on the door, grabs the bread, puts it in somebody's house. So that works. Why is that? So the Garashi, Eruvi Chatzeros, the Eruvi Rishus Sayuba Almahu. It's just being Ma'arev, it's just combining all the Rishusim, all the houses. Hilkach Memela Me'arev, Ve'afagav, the Ein Maisa Katan Klum, Lo Ichbazlan. Right? The Katan is not actually doing anything here. He's just gathering all the food. Right? All of the Rishuyos, right? We're all just kind of making an Eruv to say that this Chatzer is jointly used by everybody. If you look at skip a couple lines, Aval Eruv Tchumim, but what's going on by Eruv Tchumim? Aknu Yishvisehu. What's the purpose of the Eruv by Eruv Tchumim? It's a totally different purpose. You're trying to, as the Rashi explains, the phrase is Aknu Yishvisehu. You're trying to acquire, you're trying to make a kinyan on a Shvisa, on a place of residence, on a dwelling, on a lodging on Shabbos. Well, if that's true, a katan lo ayim lemikni, a katan does not have the ability to make a kinyan for you. That's already. Other sugyas usually doesn't come up in terms of eruvim, but the katan doesn't have the ability, the das, to make a kinyan. So you need the shliach, or you need the katan to do some sort of halachic transaction here by an eruv tchum, where you don't find by an eruv chatzeros, and that's why the katan is no good by an eruv tchumim, but it is good by an eruv chatzeros. Okay, Obiad, Gemara continues. Obiad misha in a mode be eruv. Who is that man? Amar Rav Chista Kutai. That's a kuti, someone who does not believe in eruvim, and so you can't send an eruv with that person. Vim amar la'acher la'kablo himeno hareza eruv. But if you have somebody on the receiving end, some normal person on the receiving end, so then that's fine. Gemara says, once, what are you talking about? V'leichush dilma lo mamti le. You give your eruv to a shaita, someone who's not all there, and you set up someone to receive the eruv 2 miles down the road. Well, how do you know the guy's going to show up? How does the person on the other end help? So it says, "Kadam Rav Chista, but Omed Vero Ehu." The case is, no, you see, you watch the guy go. It's not that far that you can't see. You watch the guy go. He puts down, he gives the Eruv to the other person, and then the other person, who's a Bar Hachi, can make the Kinyan, but he can do the halachic transaction to establish your residence, to make the Eruv for you. The Gemara says, "Achinami, but Omed Vero Ehu." So sorry. So the Rav Chista said in another context that the case is where the guy sees the entire thing. And here too, also, I will explain what that context is in a second, but here too, also, we see the entire, the traveling, the derech that the shoyte or katan took, and you see the whole thing, and you see the other guy get your eruv. The Gemara says, 1 second, well, maybe the guy you set up to be on the receiving end of the eruv won't take it, right? He won't actually do the eruv for you. How can you know that this other guy is going to do the eruv? Rashi says, "V'lo ma'ariv le'afal pi she'eftichu." Right? Even the guy promised. How do you know he's going to do it? Right? That part you don't see. Right? You see the katan give it to the guy, but then you go inside and the guy goes and travels. You know, the guy's driving or something. The guy goes and sets it up 2,000 amos away from you. So how do you know the guy did it? So the Gemara says, "Kadam Rav Yechiel," like Rav Yechiel said in another context, which we're going to say in a second. "Chazak a shliach osa shlichus." So we have a rule that a shliach does his shlichus. We can rely on a shliach. So Achanami Chazak Shliach Oser Shlichu. So to over here, we can rely on the Shliach to do his Shlichus. It's murder of Chista Rabbi Chiel. Where was this other context that we just quoted? So, on this, the Itzmar was said, the Tanya went into Braisa, Nasnu Lapil. Let's say you gave it to an elephant, or you gave it to a monkey. I guess what's the difference between a shota and a monkey? Right? Let's say you gave it to an animal. The Gemara, Agav, by the way, uses animals as an example of a situation where you don't need a bar hachi, you don't need a bar das to do something. You don't need a halachic consequence. Again, the Gemara usually, often will use the phrase "maisakov ba'almahu." It's just the actions of a monkey. What that means is you're not actually putting your eruv on the back of a monkey and trusting the monkey to do it. It means that simply this action, this part of the eruv process, or this part of whatever halachic process you're talking about, does not require a maisa, does not require machshava, does not require das. So even if a monkey, right, that's the extreme example. Even if a monkey took this eruv, the carrying of the eruv to wherever you're going to put it down does not need to be done by anybody. So even if you put it on the back of an elephant or you put it on the back of a monkey, right, the holicho, if you did that, so then ein ze eruv, and then that doesn't work. But if you set up someone else on the receiving end, hey menu, to take it from the monkey, hare ze eruv, so then that counts. The Gemara has the same question. Maybe the monkey won't get there. So Amar Rav Chista, this is what Rav Chista said, where you saw the monkey travel the entire distance and hand the guy your eruv. Maybe the guy won't do his, won't actually set up the eruv for you. Again, we have a rule that a shliach is going to do his shlichus. Now, we're going to have a machlokas between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes whether that concept of shliach oser shlichuso applies to Araisa, applies to Rabbanon and to Araisa, or only me to Rabbanon. Right, in terms of what halachos, in what areas of halacha do we say we rely shliach oser shlichuso? So Amar Rav Nachman, b'shal Torah ein chazaka shliach oser shlichuso. If it's a din d'araisa, we do not rely on the fact that we assume that the shliach will do his shlichus. But b'shal sofer min derabanan chazaka shliach oser shlichuso min derabanan, we will. And since eruv etchum mizra barabanan, so then that is fine. Now, in Echinami, we have seen the Shita of Rabbi Kiva that says Erev Tchumim Mizmei Daraisa. So, in Echinami, maybe according to Rav Nachman, according to Rabbi Kiva, that may be an issue. But again, we're assuming that they're Durabanan, and that's why everybody agrees that it would work over here. Rav Sheshes says Echad Zev Echad Zev Chazaka Shliach Osi Shlichus. So, no, whether it's Durabanan or Daraisa, we'll say the Shliach does his Shlichus. Amar Rav Sheshes, and now we're going to try and bring three proofs for Rav Sheshes to say that Shliach Osi Shlichus applies across the board. Again, what does he have to prove? He has to prove that by a din d'oraisa we'll say shliach oser shlichuso, because they agree by the rabbanans that will work. So the Gemara says like this: Amar Rav Sheshes Minal Minallah. How do you know? How can I prove my shita? That's not like we learned in the Mishnah. Mishakarav Omer Hutar Hachadash Miyad. The din is that when can you start eating the new grain from the new crop? So the we know something called the Sfirasa Omer, but the Korban Omer was brought on the second day of Pesach, and when that korban was brought, the moment that korban was brought, so immediately the chadash, the new grain, you're allowed to eat it, you're allowed to make it into bread, etc., etc. Until then, eating from the new grain is aser. That's why sometimes you may hear, again, halakhos of chadash and yashan by bread and stuff. Okay, fine, not for now. So from the moment when the korban omer was brought, that is when the new chadash, the grain, was mutter to eat. Varachokim, and for the people who are too far away to hear about, when exactly, at what time of the day the korban was brought, to then mutar mechatzos hayom. Then you could say, they could eat the new grain by chatzos, by noon. Ve'elach, and on. The Gemara says, v'chadash b'daraisa, din chadash, that's din daraisa, that you cannot eat the new grain before the korban omer. V'katani arachokim mutar mechatzos hayom ve'elach. Why would you assume that by noon the people in, Tzfat can start eating their bread, right? Doesn't that mean we assume that the Kohanim are going to be vigilant and they're going to bring their korban? We see them that they're going to do its shlichus. Tosos has a good question over here, actually. If you look at Tosos Sharachokim, this is not really a case of shlichus, because the Kohanim themselves are chayiv as well, right? They also need to bring the Korban Omer. Right? All of Am Yisrael has to bring the Korban Omer. It's just the Kohanim and the Shlichah for Am Yisrael to bring it, but the Kohanim themselves are also Chayiv. Okay, fine. Details and stuff like that. But it's Ayin Sham. So either way, it still is some type of Shlichus. Okay, either way. Fine. Back in the Gemara. Sorry, I lost the place. Right. For Rav Nachman, what would Rav Nachman say to you? No, awesome. Kida katani taima, the fish of Yodin chain based in Miss Aslanbo. No, over there, that's a special case. Why? Because we know that Bezdin is not going to be lazy by this. Right? Bezdin is gonna make sure, Bezdin in the Beis HaMikdash, they're going to make sure that they're going to take care of this stuff. By other cases, right, we're not going to necessarily say that. Some people say no, that the proof was the reverse. The proof was for Rav Nachman. Because I'm Rav Nachman, how do I know that we don't say Shliach Ose Shlichuso by Adin Daraisa? Because the only reason you can rely on the Kohanim here is because Beis Din is making sure that they take care of it. Beis Din dehu delo misatzelbo, and that's specifically Beis Din. Hashliach misatzelbo, but a regular shliach, you might say, no, how do you know? Maybe he will be lazy and he won't take care of it. Rav Sheshes, Amar Lecha, no, Rav Sheshes would respond to that, no, Beis Din ad palgi deyome, in a kanami, that yes, Beis Din is better than a regular shliach, but that's why we allow them to eat from noon and on, because Beis Din will do it in the first half of the day. But Shliach Kulei Yomei, but for sure Shliach will do it in the entirety of the day. And in general, if he's given a task, he may take all day, but he at least will, we assume that he will do it. And therefore we would say Shliach Oseh Shlichuso, you can't assume that a Shliach won't do that from that case. Okay, another proof. Amar Rav Sheshes Mina, Minallah, I'll bring another proof to Tanya. Ha'isha Sheish Aleh Leida Oziva. If a woman has either gave birth or she was a zava, so there's a certain korbanos that she has to bring. If a woman was poor, so she would bring two doves, and that's the case over here. The fascinating process that she would bring money, she wouldn't necessarily bring the doves, she would bring money to the Beis HaMikdash, and she could bring the doves, but if she didn't want to, so she could bring money and put it in a box that they called a shofar. Don't get confused, you're going to see the word shofar in a second. It's not actually a shofar. There was a box that was shaped like a shofar so that people couldn't stick their hand in and use it, right? It was if you can imagine, the mouth of the shofar is facing outward, and the box, right, widens as it gets bigger, so you can't get, stick your hand and take out money. So the woman would put the money in this box, like a tzedakah box, and the kohanim, by the end of the day, would take all the money and buy enough doves. Right, it was marked, your name was on it, whatever, it was some sort of simon, and it was marked, you could tell which woman, whose korban was which, etc., etc. So the Gemara says that Meviyah Malos when Osenis b'shofar v'tovelos v'ochelos b'kachim la'erev. Right, she can bring again. She to become tahor, she needs to bring the korban, then go to the mikvah, wait for her shemesh. But basically, she would put the money in the box, and we can assume that the kohanim are going to bring her korban, even though, she's not watching it. So my taima, why do we say that? So don't we assume that a shliach will do whatever he's told to do? The kohanim will take the money and bring the korban for her. So Rav Nachman would say no. Awesome, because Rav Shammai, Amar Rav Shmaya or Shmaya, I'm not sure. Either way, Rav Shmaya says Chazak ain't based in shel kohanim omdim misham achet yochlu kolamos shabbat shofar. No, that's also a different case. Why? Because the kohanim would not leave or not take care. They would make sure that all of the money in the shofar, in this box, was used, right? They had a special, made sure, oh, check the box, make sure there's no extra money in there, and then they would make sure to clean out the box and get all the korbanos done. So that's a special case. You can't just assume that a regular shliach would necessarily do his shlichus. Amar Rav Sheshes, third proof. How do I know that you can do shliach? We say shliach osa shlichuso by din d'oraisa, t'tanya v'lein d'oraisa. Homer the chaber would say v'leka et lecha t'ena mitein asin. If you say to your friend, go and pick some figs from my fig tree. Ochal mehem arai umasrim vaday. The person can eat as much as he wants if it's a snack, because he's not chayav in chumas and maestros, but umasrim vaday. But if he's going to take it permanently, meaning if he's going to take it with him for achilas keva, then he has to take chumas and maestros. If the guy says, though, mali lecha kalkol azeh teinem mitenasi, but if he says, fill this bucket with figs, and from my fig tree, meaning he gives him, let's say, I don't know, a bucket that weighs a kilogram in Israel, okay, or a pound in America, whatever it is. So then, ochel memarai umasrim demai. Then, if he can eat as much as he wants in terms of a snack, but when he takes them home with him, then it is demai. Then it is, what's it called? Then it is suffik. Demai, we said, is suffik whether an amaretz took trumos and maestros. Because we can assume, we're not sure, okay, so we'll see in a second. We'll explain the difference in a second. Because we're not sure. Meaning, the first case, we assume it's truma vada, it's tevel vadai, that you definitely need to take trumas and maestros, because the guy doesn't know how much you're taking. Right? If you just say, go take some figs, so the guy, the balabais, has no idea how much trumas and maestros to separate for those figs. But if he gives him a box or a bucket that's a pound or 2 pounds, whatever it is, so he knows exactly how much the guy's taking, so it could be that the balabais already took trumas. Therefore, masrin demai, that if you take it home and you eat a sudas keva, it becomes that 2 pounds become chayiv and trumas and maestros. It's a demai, it's a sofek as to whether trumas and maestros were taken. Because we're not sure. It could be that the guy actually took it because he knew exactly how much you were taking. But medvar memurim, when do we say this? Ba'amaretz. When we're talking about the amaretz, see exactly. Okay, sorry. I just noticed that the recorder shut off in the middle. I think the memory was full. So I'm not sure exactly where I got up to, but we're going to pick it up in the middle of Rav Sheshes's third proof. Because that's really one whole entire topic. Sorry for the interruption here. So I'm basically smack in the middle of the Amud. Alamed Bezim and Aleph, Amar of Sheshes Minah Minola. Right, Rav Sheshes says, how do I know? Again, if you guys are probably listening to this straight, so you have this down in your head, but for me, I have to recalibrate myself because it's a couple hours later. Rav Nachman says that we don't say chazaka shliach ose shlichuso by din daraisa, but by derabanan we do. And Rav Sheshes says we say shliach ose shlichuso by both daraisa cases and derabanan cases. So Rav Sheshes says, minah, I'll prove to you that we say shliach ose shlichuso by din daraisa. The Tanya, because within daraisa, I'll prove to you. Ha'omer lechaveru say velakeit lecha teina miteinasi. A person goes and says, I probably covered this already for a little bit, but bear with me. A person goes and says to his friend, go take some figs from my fig tree. Och mehem arai ma'asrin vade. If he's eating an arai, if he's eating it as a snack, so then you don't need to take maestros, it's not chayv in maestros. But if he takes it as a kavua, if he takes it with him to go home and makes a real meal out of it, so then he definitely has to give trumas and maestros, because we assume that the owner did not take trumas and maestros. Mali lechakalkol azet te'ena mitenasi, but if the guy says, take my basket and fill it up from my palm tree, so then, ochel mehem arai umasrim demai. Then, because the owner knows exactly how much he's giving the guy, right, a basket is, I don't know, a pound, 2 pounds, whatever, a kilogram, whatever it is. So he knows how much maestros and trumas and maestros he would have to take off from the tevel to make this edible. So it could be that he took trumas and maestros, but we don't know. So therefore, ochel mehem arai, if he's having a snack, he's not having trumas and maestros. Excuse me, but if he took it home to have a sudas keva, so then ma'asrin demai, then it's a suffik. You take off trumas and maestros like you were taking from a suffik, that we're not sure if trumas and maestros were taken. B'medvarim amurim, what is that? Right, that it's a suffik, meaning that's a suffik whether you have to take off trumas and maestros. By amaretz, aval b'chaver, but by a chaver, there's a machlokes between Rabbi and Rashi Gamliel. But according to Rabbi, as the words are a little confusing, so I have to say it outside. Rabbi says that it's for sure if the giver was a chaver, if the giver was a talmid chacham, then for sure we can assume he took trumas and maestros. And Rashi Gamliel says, it's for sure he did not take trumas and maestros, and we'll see exactly why right now. So, aval b'chaver ochel v'enu tzorech l'aser divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says that if it's a chaver who's doing the gifting, so for sure he took trumas and maestros. You don't have to worry about a talmid chacham giving someone something that's tevo. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel omer b'medvar mamur v'amaretz aval b'chaver enu ochel ad she'aser. We assume that if it's a chaver, that he, if it's a talmid chacham, he for sure did not take trumas and maestros. What's the reason? Because it's a din that you shouldn't take trumas and maestros from produce that's far away from the other produce. because we're concerned that it won't be in existence, and then it'll be in issues of whether the truma that you took is good. If you took, okay, either way, this is a machlokas Rashi Tosos somewhere else in Shas. I don't know whether it's a din d'oraisa, a din d'rabban. Well, we mentioned this maybe 2 or 3 blot ago. Again, you should take trumas and maestros from produce that is next to each other. But over here, what's he doing? He's giving him figs. These figs are going to be gone. It's not going to be near him. So the chaver is not going to take trumas and maestros improperly from food that's apart from each other. But a regular person, right, an amaret, so we can assume that he's not going to be careful like that, and we can say that he definitely took trumas and maestros, not careful for that halacha. Amar Rebbe. Rebbe says, "Nirin divrei mi divrei Abba." Right, Rav Shimon Gamliel was Rebbe's father. He said, "I think, no offense, Abba, I think that that my answer is correct." Mutav sheyech sheduch averim litrom shalom and amukav el yochlu am lame aretz tavolim, because the Talmud Chacham is going to weigh to the two options. Right? What's option A? Is he doesn't take trumas and maestros, right, in order to not violate, not taking trumas and maestros from places close to each other. But if he does that, so then he's giving tevel to an amaretz, and we're not sure if an amaretz is going to take trumas or maestros. That tevel, eating tevel, is a big deal. So Rebbe says that it's Talmud Chacham is going to weigh the two one against the other, and he's going to choose to take the trumas or maestros, even though it's not in the ideal way, because eating tevel, giving the amaretz tevel, is much worse. So now, how does this prove that shliach osa shlichus? So Rosh Hashanah says like this, that ad kan lo pligi el de marsaver nechshedu, marsaver lo nechshedu. Right, the only machlokas here is whether we say that Talmid Chachamim are choshud, or literally means suspected, but I'm not suspecting them. Right, do we think that they're going to be mafresh shumas and maestros shalom min amukav if it's not close to each other? All right, Rebbe says yes, and Rebbe Shimon Gamliel says no. Ava kule alma chazak ashliya chosu shlichoso. But everybody agrees, right, that we're going to assume that the guy is going to give, that the owner would take trumas and maestros, right, and that would be the shliach, right, for the guy getting the gift. Meaning, if the conditions are right, we're going to assume that the Baal HaBayis is going to take the trumas and maestros for the guy he's gifting the produce to. So that's shliach osa shlichoso. We're going to assume that the guy is going to do it. Right, and that's a din d'oraisa by tevel, right? Certainly din d'oraisa. So the Gemara is a Rav Nachman who holds that we don't say shliach osa shlichoso by d'oraisas. He would tell you, hasam k'drav chanina choza. D'am rav chanina choza, chazaka hu al chaver she'ino motzi davar she'ino matukan mitachas yado. No, there's a different chazaka over here. That a person who's a chaver, right, is not going to just start giving out food that's not taken care of. Right, he's not going to start giving out tevel, because he's concerned that maybe someone will eat this stuff. Talmid Chacham are not just giving out stuff that has a bad hechsher. Yeah, so same thing over here. It's a different case entirely. The implication is not that the shliach osa shlichoso. The implication simply is if the chaver or the guy giving the produce is a chaver, so he's going to certainly take trumas and maestros, because we don't want. He's not going to give someone tevel straight away. Okay. Fine. So that's the machlokas of Nachman and Rav Sheshes. Amar Mar. Now Mar said like this. That again, the brisa that we said before, b'med dvar mamurim ba'am aretz, right, the whole machlokas between Rabbi and Rav Shimon Gamliel. That's not a machlokas. The machlokas between Rav Shimon Gamliel is when the gifter, the owner, the guy giving the gift, is a chaver. But when he's an amaretz, so we said straight up that if it's a basket, then it's a suffix whether you took trumas or maestros. And if he's telling him just to take a couple of dates, then he vaday did not take trumas or maestros. So the Gemara says like this. I get it that the amaretz, or the chaver, is giving the gift, right? That was pretty clear. Who's getting the gift? Hi amaretz de kamer le laman. Who is he gifting? Who is this amaretz gifting his fruits to? If he's giving it to an amaretz, so the ma'asrim d'may mitzayis. Right? Why are we telling another amaretz to take trumas and maestros? Amaretz are choshed on trumas and maestros. Right? We're concerned that amaretz doesn't take trumas and maestros. That's the whole concept of d'may. So it can't be that you're telling the amaretz to take trumas and maestros. He's not going to do it anyway. So it's like Ella, but amaretz to kamele lechaver. It must be that the amaretz is giving the gifts of the fruit to a Talmud Chacham, and that's obviously if Talmud Chacham is going to take trumas and maestros, depending on what the halacha is. Ah, yema seifa. But what about the end of the brisa? And the Bryce says like this, that Nirin Divarayim and Divrei Abba, right, when Rebbe says that my Shita is more logical than my father's, right, why? Because Mutav Sheyach Shidu Chaverim Litrom Shalom and Amukav Al Yochu Lam Haaretz Tavalin. It's better for, what do we say? We said it's better for Talmid Chachamim to take Trumas and Maestros that's not next to each other, instead of giving a gift to Amei Haaretz that's Tavel. Well, one second, you just established that the guy getting the gift is a chaver, is a Talmud Chacham. Amei Haaretz, man boy hasam. What are you talking about? Giving a gift to Am Haaretz? We just proved that it can't be an Am Haaretz who's getting the gift. So the Gemara says, you're right. Amar Ravina, Reshav Am Haaretz, Shamar Lachaver, Seifa Bechaver, Shamar Am Haaretz. You're right. It's two different cases. The first part is when, the first part of the Bryce is when an Am Haaretz is given to a chaver, and the last part is when the chaver is given to Am Haaretz. So what about your question about would an Am Haaretz take maestros? What do you care? What do you have to tell him? Take chumas and maestros? He's not going to do it. The case is v'chaver acher shomo. Another chaver is there and he hears about the gift. And now we're talking about whether this chaver who may hang out with the Am Haaretz, does he need to take chumas and maestros? So that's when Rebbe Sovar osu chaver ocha ben tzarech asher. That Rebbe holds that that third person, the second Talmud Chacham, can eat from the fruit and doesn't need to take a maaser. So maaser is devada yeshua maaser uchaver kamei iluya. Rebbe, for sure, the owner who's a Talmud Chacham took trumas and maestros. Shimon Gamliel Amar lo yochal ad sheyaser. According to Shimon Gamliel, the second Talmud Chacham, meaning the third person in the equation, definitely needs to take trumas and maestros. So the fish alone next to juchader chaverim v'litrom shalom and amukaf, because Talmud Chachamim are not going to take trumas and maestros inappropriately, right, when the food is not next to each other. When the produce is not next to each other, v'amar le Rebbe, and that's what Rebbe said to him. Mutav sheyach shdu chaverim litrom shalom and amukaf v'al yochlu am haaretz tavalim, and that's what he said. That it makes a lot more sense that Talmid Chachamim would take trumas and maestros inappropriately instead of giving tevel to an am haaretz. And this comes, and as the Gemara is about to explain, what's the machlokes? This comes to something that is very nogea in many, 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 many cases. Halacha l'maisa b'maika mifugi. What's the machlokes? Rebbe Savar nichli lechaver delavid hu isura klila v'lo levid am haaretz isura rabba. According to Rebbe, it's a Talmid Chacham would prefer to do a smaller avera than make an am haaretz do a big avera. Right, eating tevel is a disaster. It's terrible. Right? That could be in Isra that it could be chayav misa v'shamayim. Right, very bad stuff. Okay, eating this, taking truma inappropriately, it could be din derabanan. Maybe it's asmechua rabanan lakura, maybe it's a din derabanan. So it's much better to halachakum, much prefer to violate a derabanan himself than to potentially end up giving an iser daraisa, a real serious iser, to someone else. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, no. Nichle lechaver di lavid am haaretz yisur rabba ve'ihu afilu yisur kalila lo levin. Right? According to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, the Talmud Chacham would prefer that he abstain completely from the averos, and even if that will probably, theoretically, possibly cause an am haaretz to do a very serious avera, his responsibility is not to do even any yisur derabanan, and therefore he's going to refrain from taking trumas and maestros inappropriately, and therefore it's chayav. The third chaver needs to take trumas and maestros because for sure the Talmud Chacham did not. This comes up a ton of cases. Whether a person needs to, do we say chate? Do we say that you should sin in order that your friend will avoid a bigger sin? Tosfos actually brings a really good question here. If you remember on Masechta Shabbos, towards the beginning, the Gemara there had a question whether a person should take bread out of an oven to make, that was on Shabbos, to make sure that his friend is not violating this deres of afia. Problem is, why can't you do that? Because Bidya Sapas is a din derabanan. Taking out bread in this manner is... I think it's a Dindarabanan, or it's Daraisa, but it's not one of the Malachos. I forget already. I got to do Chazara. But either way, the Gemara there seems to say that we don't tell a person to do that. So that would seem to Paskin one way or another. Okay, he has a bunch of answers. Ayin Sham is the first Tosfos on the top of the page if you want to check it out. But this is a big Indian. I mean, do we say that we're going to try and violate a smaller Isra to help someone else Do we tell a person chateish kadesh yiska chavercha? A person should sin, should a person sin to make sure his friend doesn't sin, or maybe whatever, avoid the scenario? All right, that's a whole discussion. That's not for now. Okay. New Mishnah. Now let's again back to this concept of eruvim. Eruv tumim. Nasnu beilan lamala me'asar tefachim. Let's say you put your eruv in a tree, 10 tefachim up, meaning 11 tefachim high, right? Above 10 tefachim. Right, again, if you remember, we said in that a Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRabim is 10 tefachim and then not higher. Higher than Rishus HaRabim is Makom Ptur. Rishus HaYachid is Ola Ad L'Rakia, it goes all the way up to the sky. But let's say you put it in, again, what the Gemara is going to discuss exactly where you are. Nasnu Ba'ilan L'mala Nasar Tefachim, you put your Eruv in a tree higher than 10 tefachim. In Eruv Vo Eruv, it's no good. L'mata Me'asar Tefachim, if you put it beneath 10 tefachim, then Eruv Vo Eruv, then the Eruv is good. Nasnu Ba'bor, if you put it in a pit, Afilu Amok Me'a Ama Eruv Vo Eruv, even if it's 100 Ama down, so then that counts. What's going on? So the Gemara says like this. Yosef Rav Chia Bar Abba, Rav Asi, Rav Barnasam, Yosef Rav Nachman Gabayu, all those four tzaddikim were sitting together and shmuzing. Yosef Rav Amrei Hai. And they were talking about our topic. Ilan Dekai Hecha. Where is this tree? Ilan Dekai Rishus HaYachid, if you tell me it's in Rishus HaYachid, so Mali Lamala, Mali Lamata. If it's in Rishus HaYachid, who cares how high it is? Rishus HaYachid Ola Ad L'Rakia. Rishus HaYachid goes up to the sky, right? There's no limit on how big Rishus HaYachid is. If you're talking vertically, it goes all the way up. Ela Dekai Rishus HaRabim. It must be that the tree is in Rishus HaRabim. And what's the case? Where does the guy intend to set up his shvisa? Right, again, we're talking an eruv is for the purposes of setting up your shvisa, setting up your residence. So where's the guy attempting to take up residence on Shabbos? Elim is kavin l'shvus lamala. If you tell me he's going to go live in the tree above 10 tefachim, so huvi ve'eruv b'makom echadu. So that's fine, right? Him and his eruv is in the same place. Meaning, why would the Mishnah say it's no good? Right? If he's intending to live in the branches or whatever, so why would the Eruv say it's no good? Why would the Mishnah say it's no good? They're in the same Rishos, right? And we said that an Eruv has to be in the same Rishos as the guy who made the Eruv. Ela niskavei l'shvus lamata. Must be that the guy is intending to take his shvisa on the bottom of the tree or the under 10 tefachim. The problem with that is v'kamishtamish be'ilan. Right, there's a dinder abanan against using a tree for any reason. Right, you may come to break a branch, etc., etc. So how could you put the eruv on the tree even if it's under 10 tefachim? Okay, that's in the same rishus as the guy, but you're still mishtamish be'ilan. You're not allowed to. This is a dinder abanan. You're not allowed to use a tree on Shabbos. So Gemara says the olam dekoy rishus aradim v'niskavim l'shabbos l'shavos lamata. No, you're right. But the case is where the tree is in rishus aradim. The guy has intention to have a shvisa in the Rishus HaRabim, right on the bottom of the tree. What about using the tree? Rabbi, it's Rabbi Shita, the Amar called Davar Shem Mishum Shvus, Logazru Alev Benish Mashos. The Dinim Derabanan do not take effect Benish Mashos. So we don't have an issue of using a tree Benish Mashos. When does the Eruv take hold? Benish Mashos. So at Benish Mashos, at the moment when the Eruv takes hold, we don't have the Isser of not using trees on Shabbos, because any derabanans only take effect after Banish Mashos when it's Vada Shabbos. Okay, so that's how you get out of it. Amar the Rav Nachman, Yashar. Rav Nachman said, yeah, very good, Chevra. That's exactly right. V'chein Amar Shmuel. And Shmuel said that's exactly what Shmuel said. Amar Lei, Patrisuba Kulehai. And they said, oh, wow, that's amazing. Like, Givaldik. Inu Nami Haki Kapas, really. We also explained beautifully. The Kapasya way is a meaning you learned it very good. That's Akasha. Meaning when Rav Nachman said that that's what Shmuel said, right, so everybody else said, oh, Kevalt, that's amazing. So Gemara asks, Inu Nami ha Kapasya? Well, that's exactly how they explained it also. So why were they so impressed? Elahachi Amrulay. Rather, this is what they said to him. Kavisu lib Gemara, do we have it? As a Gemara, meaning, is this not the Gemara here, but is that a tradition passed down? So that's what he said. Amar lahu, in yes, Izmar Nami, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel, Hacha Ve'ilan, Omer Rishus Rabbi, Maskinan Gevoa Asara, Verachav Arba, Rizkavin the Shvus Lamata, Verevihi, the Amar called Davar Shumashim Shvus, the Gozer Beira, Lo Gozer Allah, Banish Mashos. He said, yeah, I even have it as a tradition for my teachers, and he said it over, right? Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel, right? This is actually the Masorah in terms of how we interpret this case. Okay, Shkoyach Kol HaRabosav, and go back there and hear the Geshas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.